church and hide out till Jesus comes. No, he called us into the world. Go ye into all the world. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. During the time that Jesus, I'll say, came on the scene. Do you know that's the time that the Romans had built all the roads that connected the whole known world? Why did they do that? God knew that that was the time his disciples were going to have to take the gospel. So I'll use these pagans to get the roads ready for you. Help me, Holy Spirit. During the time of the Dark Ages, when they tried to burn all the Bibles, and when God started a restoration move, they created the printing press. Why? God knew I'm getting ready to get my word out. They tried to burn everything, but it's going to be the most published book ever, all time, ever. The most circulated book in all the world by billions and billions is the Bible. It's like with Israel, when Pharaoh said there's too many of them, start killing the babies. The more he tried to kill them and the more he oppressed them, the more they multiplied. That's the God that we serve. Amen. Tell somebody, take a stand for him. Stand in your domain. Amen. Amen. In John chapter 14, these keys represent your authority. In John chapter 14 and verse number 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. The only prerequisite is that you believe on him, that we believe on him. He said, the works I do, you will do also. He didn't say just the preachers. He's not talking. See, that in the Dark Ages, what separated, what damnable doctrine came in was that the Catholic Church separated the clergy from the laity and said the laity not supposed to have the word. We have the word. We are the ones with the word. As a matter of fact, if they want to get to God, they got to come through us. They got to confess to the priest. All this stuff, you know, pay, you know, the priest to get a prayer through, you know, pray. They created all this stuff, purgatory, all this stuff they created during the Dark Ages. But see, when Jesus said, the works that I do, ye shall do also, he said, unto him that believes. Amen. He didn't just say the preacher, Amen. The apostle, the prophet. He said, no, to as many as believe, he gave power. Amen. Hello? And see, that's where we really have to change the mindsets of people. They're used to, not everyone, but hearing a preacher on a Sunday, getting a good feeling, then going back to their little humdrum routine of defeat. And then coming and getting pumped up on a Sunday. And then, no, you carry the authority to leave on a Monday, go to work on a Monday, and take dominion in domains. I don't mean in a fleshly sense or in a carnal sense, because the kingdom is without observation. The authority you carry is in the spirit realm. Amen. That's where the real battle is. Amen. Amen. You can fight the boss on your job. You can resist him and get fired because he's wicked. You come at him and you trying to. No, it's not him. It's what's behind him. Now, you can deal with what's behind him on your knees. Tell somebody just a little neology. Deal with what's behind him on your knees, and before you know it, your boss has changed. Why? Because you delivered him. He may not believe anything about the Bible or anything. That's not the warfare, trying to convince him. No, it's dealing with that entity behind him. In the realm whereby you have authority. Amen. See, too many times people are occupied with petty stuff. Amen. Tit for tat, arguing, fussing, fighting, contention, pride. Amen. You hit me, I'm hitting you back. Sound like a little baby. Hit me again. And nobody wins. Everybody loses. But when you are able to take a hit, you know, like in football, for a short time in high school, I played a wide receiver. And what they would say, yeah, he could catch. But let's see if he can take a hit. Amen. See, they want to know if you can take a hit. And see, that's the thing. Can you take a hit? Can you suffer somebody doing you wrong without you going and fussing or cussing them out? See, that's the natural realm. Some things in the natural realm, we suffer. Hello? Because sometimes folks just ain't going to act right or do right by you. And sometimes they don't even know, but it's the spirit that controls their life. They don't even know why they don't like you. On the flip side, sometimes people will do things for you amazing, and they won't even know why they do it. Amen. They'll bless you and say, I don't know why I'm doing this. Amen. Amen. But see, our warfare, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. Our kingdom authority lies in a kingdom that has come without observation. Amen. Folks not going to see it. That's why the sheep have to know his voice and a stranger not follow. Amen. Amen. So how do we express our kingship? This is a question I want to, I have a question here that I want to bring, I want to settle in the minds of many. The question is our kingship supposed to manifest now or after our death and resurrection? I'm glad you asked that question. As I mentioned earlier, we have been given already keys. We have been given keys already. We have. You have keys. You not natural keys, but you have keys. You know, the words you speak can be keys. You know, somebody, let's say, just for an example, someone that's seeking a job. And I don't mean this in an arrogant way or a prideful way or anything, but, you know, so the owner of the company says, why should I hire you? Somebody that don't know who they are, well, because I need a job. I've been out of work for a long time. That's not why they're going to hire you. There's a whole stack of people. Whole lot of them have been out a long time. But when you can say, well, and let me just put it in my own vernacular. Well, you hire me, I'm going to improve your income on this job. I'll work harder and smarter than probably a lot of the employees that you here have right now. I'm a person of character. You will be glad after 6 months that you hired me. Because that's just who I am. I don't mean any harm, Mr. Boss Man. I'm not pretending, but that's just who I am. Now, if you don't hire me and they hire me down the street, you're going to regret it. Hey, that's a king. Now, you might not word it like that, but you understand the spirit. You have confidence. I'll get the job done. I have something working on the inside of me. He's a king. Of the kings, he will motivate me. I will do well. I will represent you well. I will do good by your company. Amen. Amen. We don't have to wait till we die and are resurrected. We have keys right now. The keys of the kingdom are what we look at as the rights of the kings. And that right of the king is this, to establish the kingdom of Christ here on the earth. That is our mandate. That is our assignment. That is why we exist. We're not here just to abide time until Jesus comes, you know, just hang out and bump along and eke out an existence and hide and I don't want any conflict, you know, I don't want no trouble. And not that we look for trouble, but trouble in the world. From time to time, we have challenges. There'll be trouble. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Amen. I've overcome that. Amen. Amen? Amen? So don't be afraid. Don't be scared. He said, I've overcome that already. Amen. I have a way for you made already. In Luke chapter 17, 21, let's read it so that you have verse and scripture. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Let's start at verse 20. And when he was demanded by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. In other words, you're not going to see it come floating down from heaven. Amen. You're not going to see a king sitting on a throne with a crown on his head in the natural realm. He went on to say in verse 21, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. What an awesome revelation. The kingdom of God is within you. It's within you. And it also means it's among you. Do you know when we meet like we are meeting right now, whether I were the speaker or we had another speaker, do you know it's like Congress or the Supreme Court getting together, like the Senate getting together. Now, when they meet in Washington, they meet to write bills, make laws, and pass them into so that everybody in the nation under this territory and in this jurisdiction is subject to those laws. Well, when we come together like this, we're not coming together like this just for happy hour. Amen. I want you to get happy, but it's not just for happy hour. It's to make decrees. It's to establish laws. Because the word of a king has power. And when we come and when we agree on certain things, how many know the source is not the White House? The power is not in the White House. Amen. Now, this is not some insurgents or, you know, this is not, you know, some coup. The power is in the church house. Amen. But see, if we don't get that, amen. And the enemy don't want us to get that. Amen. He wants to keep us scattered. He wants to keep you, well, he loves me, he loves me not. He wants to keep you, well, I'm a little tired this morning, I ain't going to church. He wants to keep you so wavering and discombobulated and off your game that you just kind of struggle, you know, like a drunk man. The Bible says Abraham was fully persuaded. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. See, unbelief will have you staggering like you're drunk. You ever really seen somebody really drunk trying to make it home? They don't know. They can't even hardly stand up. One step forward, five step backward. Unbelief, wavering, will have you staggering. And who can pass laws when nobody agrees? We are like that assembly. God honors the church more than he honors the government. Hello, somebody. Hello.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.